Today's daf is daf Ayin Chet in Masechet Menachot, and we're holding on the bottom line of Ayin Zayin on the Beit. Yesterday we said the most amazing thing, that the word Tihiyena, that appears in the Din of the Shtei Alechem, somehow teaches us not to make a complete comparison from the Lechem HaPanim to Shtei Alechem, and to say that there should only be a total of Shnei Esronot. So we said, well, it says the word Tihiyena, and Tihiyena means 10 Esronim. And we let that pass yesterday. Today we'd like to know what sense that could possibly make. So Omer Mar, Talmud Omar Tihiyena, you said yesterday that we learned out the din of 10 Esronot for the Ichalot, just of the Chametz, from there. And how in the world did we do that? My Talmud, how did we learn that? The answer is Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadimi, because since it says Tihiyena with two Yuds, this comes to tell me that there are indeed Yud, meaning an extra Yud, and just the word Yud itself, because it appears right here in the Pasuk, that was the original comparison between the Lechmei Torah and the Din of the Shtei Halechem. So that extra Yud is an indication that there should be 10 Esronim. Esther Gemara, it doesn't say anything about Esronim. Maybe it means 10 whatever. Maybe 10 Kapizis. And Kapizi would be a half of a Kav. Or my Rava, because we're talking about the Pasuk that tells me about Esronim. So therefore, if we're talking about this or not, the Berakatuv, it makes perfect good sense to say that this is what we're talking about, the Yud Esronim. So, Lamadu Hasra L'chametz, Hasra L'matzah Minayin. So far, all that we've managed to do now is, because of the comparison, in the Pasuk Moshe Lotechem Taviu, Lechem Tenufa, there we learn out the Gezeirah Shava, that it's something, we learn out from something that should be chametz together with a zeva. But that's only the chametz. How do we know asara that there should also be 10 for the matzah b'night? Talmud lomar al chalot lechem chametz, which we said before, teaches us geneged chametz havei matzah, bring the same amount. But wait, you only learned the din out of chametz itself from the comparison of lechem to lechem before. And you indeed apply a limud that you've already learned out from somewhere else. Chametz itself we learned out from Shtei Lechem, from Lechem Lechem. How can we learn out now the new din of the matzah from the chametz? We can in this case. You know why? Because it's a minu v'davar acher. So this is considered to be a minu v'davar acher. So that had we been learning out the din of the chametz on the matzah, exactly what it is that we had learned from Shtei Alechem, which is that there should be an Isaron Mechalah, then you could say you can't teach one thing from another. But we're not doing that, are we? Because the truth is, we're not teaching from the Chametz onto the Matzah specifically what was learned from the Hekesh Shtei Alechem. Because we first have to determine the same Halacha that there is by the Matzah and the Chametz, namely the Ten Esronim. Then we can establish that then those 10 Esronim have to be split in their own particular ways, the Gabi the Matzah. So it's really not completely learned. It's just taking an element of the application and putting it into its new context of the Chometz, which has three different types and so on. And therefore, it's Heimenu V'davar Acher, and Heimenu V'davar Acher is not considered to be a problem of a Enom Chozer B'Lan B'Hekesh, and it's Lo'a V'Hekesh. Says the Gemara, but that's a machloket. What about according to Raman Yomar that you cannot learn when it's a minute of a dover acher? Michael Amemar answers the Gemara because actually we have a ribui. We don't have to rely on this specific halacha of the Zereshava and the Hekesh. Since we have our pasuk Taviu that we brought before, which is in the yesterday's in Amud Beis. So they tamimo shvotechem taviu. We learned that as a ribui in the din of the Shtei Alechem, which teaches the chalot todah. So then it says if it's being learned out from its own din, because a ribui doesn't work from within where it is; it works to whatever it's being marbet, and therefore it's not viewed as hekesh, and it's not considered to be chazer malam mitbehekesh. And now we start. Our next Mishnah moves on from the Chalot Todah to the Chalot, which was brought together with a different type of Shlomim, which was the El HaMiluim, which was brought during the days of Moshe. And that was, of course, the Shemini LeMiluim, during the days of the Miluim. And the Dinim of the Chalot that are brought together with the El Nazir, which is a Shlomim as well. So, says the Eilat Mishnah, HaMiluim, that were at the time of Moshe, at the time of the Chinuch of the Mishkan, Hayubain Kimatsasha Betoda, Chalot, Rikikin, Uravucha. Those were the same, basically, as only the matzah component of the Toda. They had no chametz. Nizirut Aitaba Ashteyadot Kimatsash Toda. Whereas the Nizirut was differed yet more because it was only two out of the three, namely Chalot Rikikin, but there was no Revucha. Which turns out, according to this, Nimtza, that the shear that we use for the Lach Beinozir are Asara Kabin Yerushalmiyin, so that we have the five kaf to the Chalot and five kaf to the Rikikin, instead of the full 15, which are Shisha Esronot V'Odyan. What this equals in terms of Esronim is the six Esronot plus the extras of each one, because remember, each one was three and a third Esronim. So that means the two minim together were six Esronim plus the one-third and the one-third, a total of six Esronim and two-thirds. Asks the Gemara Minohani Milu, where exactly do we get this halacha from, that during the time of the Miluim, the Ela Miluim required three out of the four types of the Lach Mitot. Om Rav Chista, Om Rav Chama Bar Guria, De Om Akro, Umisala Matzota Shulifnei Hashem, Lakach Chalat Matzachat, Vechalat Lachem Shemen Achat, Verakikachat. So it mentions only these three minim. So Bishlema, I can understand that when it says in the Pasuk Chalat Matzachat, it's talking about chalot, which are similar to chalot of the Todah. When it says v'rakik, that's referring to the equivalent of the rakik that we know in the Todah. But when it says the chalot lechem shemen achat, what is that? Mind you, this is the Gevurah, apparently, I mean, lav l'revucha, you know, we don't call that shemen. Apparently, we now understand that that is what the revucha is. Of course, this fits in with the Ramban's approach, the revucha is being soaked in oil. Ma'atkif l'revavya, how do you know that it means that at all? Maybe it means anta de mishka. Maybe it means a piece of dough that you fried in oil, or maybe something could also mean a bit of oil that has gotten hardened to look like bread. It's another possibility. And how do you know that it's referring to the revucha that we have similar to the lach metoda? Ella, actually, the Mekor of the Limud is Kedidorash from Dancham Barav Chista Meshmei the Rabbi Tavla. And that is, it says, Begabe, the Dinim of the Miluim, Ze Korban Aaron of Anava Sher Yakriv El Hashem, Beyom Himashach Oto. And this is referring to, you would think, basically the Minchas Chavitim. That was what we describe over here is the Korban that's brought specifically by Aaron. Why does it say Banav? V'chimala Manu Levanav Beyom Himashach. Basically, this is the time that we're doing the Mashiach of Aaron, and yet we're calling it the din for his banim. Ela makish chinucho. This tells us that the din of the chinuch of the typical kohanim, there's a kohen hedyot, the banav of Aaron, and he brings the equivalent of a milchat chavitim on the day of his chinuch to the din of Himashcho, to the Minchas Chavitim of a Kohen Gadol that was Mashuach on that day of the B'miluim, just like the Himashcho. The Minchas Chavitim of that Kohen Gadol is a Revucha, Murvecha to begin, as it says. Av Chinucho of a Kohen Hedyot is also Revucha. And this is what's called always the Minchat Chinuch, as opposed to the Chavitim. So the Miluim is essentially the standard Chinuch for the Kohanim, which means that there must have been a revucha, and that's what it's referring to. Chalat alechem shemen achat. Om Rav Chista Kohen Gadol amitkarev la'avoda tzarich shtei esronot ha'efa. If a Kohen Gadol, after his mishicha, now for the Kohen Gadol, is about to begin his aveda of a Kohen Gadol, he needs to bring two esronot, one of them for his mishicha of the Kohen Gadol, and one of them for his chinucho. Because there's also the halacha that he has as the standard Minchas Chinuch. Mar Baravashi says, no, actually he has to bring shalosh. V'lo plige. What Rav Chista was saying is shtei esronot, the starting about that he had already once been oved as a Kohen Hedyot. So the avad avodah kishul Kohen Hedyot, and therefore doesn't have to have the three, because he's already brought a Minchas Chinuch as a Kohen Hedyot, and now he has to bring a Minchas Chinuch plus his chavitim as the Kohen Gadol. But what Rav Ashi was saying, that he brings three, it's talking about that he never was a acting Kohen Hedyot, and he had never yet done the Avodah, Kishar Hu Kohen Hedyot, and therefore he also needs to enter into his Mitchat Chinuch as the beginning of his Avodah as a Kohen Hedyot. And the last thing we said in the Mishnah was that the Nizirut HaTaba'a Shtei Yadot Kimatzah Shebetudah. How do we know that? Tanur Rabban, it says in the parsha of the Korban Teda, Al Zevach Todat Shelamav. Now, the entire parsha had begun with Zot Torah Zevach HaShelamim. So what is it coming to tell me when it says Shelamav Lashon Rabim? And as we've seen a number of times, it's coming L'Rabot Shalmin Nazir, that the Shalmin Nazir, which is also a type of Shlamim, also requires Aseret Kabim Yerushalmiot, and also requires Revi'it Shemen, just like the meaning of the matzah in the Teil, as we said before. Yocho, you might think that we should be Marbe Shalmin Nazir, L'chol Masha Omor Be'inyan, meaning all three types of the matzah. Talmud Lomar, it says there by the Parshat Nazir, V'sal Matzot. Understand? My Talmud, how do I see from the word sal matzot that it's got to be meaning what you're saying, that it's only two. It's Amar of Papa, because matzot, that word teaches us that we can learn from Todah only a davash nemar bo matzot. Where does it say the word matzot in the Korban Todah? Only by the chalot v'rikikin. The word matzot never appeared in the revucha, as we just saw. So la'arfuke revucha delo nemar bo matzot. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the way in which we know this is different. It's because it says in the Pasuk V'sal Matzot Solet Chalot Lot V'Shem Rekikei Matzot Mishulchin V'Shama. So when it says Matzot, that's a klal. When it says Chalot Rekikin, that's a prat. Klal or prat, the rule is Ein V'Klal Olam Hashem V'Prat. And that means that the entire Pasuk limits it to Chalot Rekikin, yes, but Midiachrin Ilo, nothing else but the Chalot Rekikin are to be brought. So to Elikah Mishnah, Hashochet et HaTodah Lifnim. If you do the Shechit of the Teda inside of the Azara, and the Lachma was Chutz Lachoma, the Lechem itself was outside of Yerushalayim, so the deal over there is that Lo Kadash HaLechem. It isn't Kodesh. We'll see which Choma we're referring to when we get to the Gemara. Shachata at Shalokamu Paneha. If you do the Shechita of the Todah before there is completed Lechem, so that the Lechem is currently baking inside of the Tanur, but it has not yet formed a brownish film on it. Vafilu Kormu Kulon Chutz Miyachad Miyam. As a matter of fact, even if there's just one little bit of the Lechem that is not quite a Lechem yet, it's still raw, still, lo kadash alechem. You need to have all of the lechem ready at the time that you're mekadesh with the shechita of the zevach. Yes, when we say chutz l'choma, what do you mean? So it says Rabbi Yochanan, it means chutz l'choma beit pagi. It means outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, because after all, the walls of Yerushalayim, beit pagi, was the furthest area that was enclosed within the chomat Yerushalayim. And since the mokum of the lechem is meant to be in Yerushalayim, chutz l'choma is only important in terms of Yerushalayim's Choma, not the Chomata Azara. Whereas the Shlakish says what it means is that the Lechem is Chutz L'Chomata Azara. So even though it was inside the walls of Yerushalayim, it still wouldn't be Kodesh. So the Shlakish Omar Chutz L'Chomata Azara. The reason is because the Pasuk says, V'hikriv al Zevach HaTodah Chalot. Al, this has nothing to do with Yotzei or any of those issues. It's just that the word al means next to, besamuch. So being on al besamuch, whereas Rabbi Yochanan Omar, chutz l'chomat beit pagi. If it was mechutz l'azara within the walls of Yerushalayim, it would be kodesh, because al doesn't mean standing right next to al, lo be'in on al besamuch. And therefore, since there's no iser yotzei, and there's no din of having to be dafke besamuch, it just means together with, therefore, there should be no problem. Va'ifligu b'chodazim. Now, this machloket we've already seen elsewhere, whether the word al is meant to be besamuch or not. Where is that? In the Mishnah. That's not. Hashochet et ha-pesach ala chametz. Person shechs the korban pesach while he still has chametz in his rishos. Over below ta'aseh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. This is true even if he shechs the korban tamid, afa tamid. He shechs the korban tamid of the bein ha-arbayim with chometz bebeito would also be over a lotase, because lo tishchat al chamid dam zivchi. Zivchi means that which is miyuchud for me. As Rish Lakish says, lo olam eino chayav, you never chayav on that, isr lo tishchat al chamid dam zivchi. Aren't she Ola Shokret, Ola Zorek, Ola Echad Ibn Chabura? It's got to be that one of the members of the Chabura, or the one who's doing the Shechita, the one of the Kohen who's doing the Zerika, has Chometz together with him in the Azara, not that he has somewhere in his Rishus, Imoba Azara. Otherwise, it's not called Al at all, because it's not near. So Al doesn't mean while you have, Al means when it's next to. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, Afal Pisha Eini Moba Azara, Al, just as he said over here, Al means the idea of while it's together. Together meaning that it's halakhically together. So he holds Al means anything. It doesn't have to be physically in space together. He says the Gemara because we need to hear this tzricha, we need this machlokas twice, even though we have exactly the same halakha here. Whereas Rish Lakish is saying that Al means literally, and it has to be right there. Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't. How is that any different than the din of the Lach Me'etoda, as far as whether or not it was a Mekudesh or not? Says the Gemara, because these are really not able to be learned one for the other. Tzricha. Why? Because, says the Gemara, Tzricha, we need to have both of these machlokas. Because the Eid, Mar Bahi, if I would have known only the din of Shechitat HaPesach, I would have said, Bahi Kam Rabbi Yochanan, the Kolecha de Ita Bisurikai. Rabbi Yochanan says only there that you don't need the physical presence. It just means you can't have it in your Rishus. Avalinim Mikdash Lechem, Eimim Adela Resh Lakish, if it would come to the din of saying that the Lechem should be Kodesh, then perhaps, since it's the act that's being done on the Todah that's going to be Mekadesh Lechem, how does it reference the Lechem if it's not next to it? So, Ihita Bifnim, if the Lechem is there, it's Kodesh, but if it's Abro, if it's outside of the Azor, it's low Kodesh. The Ihit Mar Bahav would have told us the Machlokas by the Kiddush Alechem, I would have said maybe that's why Rish Lakish says, but he called Rish Lakish that you need literally Besamuch, Avu Bahach, by the Dinish Chetat HaPesach, maybe Rish Lakish would be Marel El Rabbi Yochanan, that if you have Chometz in your Rishus, you got a problem, therefore it's Richa. Tanik avatid Rabbi Yochanan, it says the Gemara, we have now a Braita that says like Rabbi Yochanan that Chutz L'Choma means Chutz L'Chomat Beit Pagi, not Chutz L'Chomat Yerushalayim, because in the Braita it says Ashochet at Atodah Lifnim L'Chma Chutz L'Chomat Beit Pagi. This is a beferish, it's nothing to discuss. Lo Kiddush Alechem. Shachata, the next thing we had in the Mishnah was that if you shechted it before it was baked, then it's not going to be Kodesh, even if one of them wasn't baked. Shachlok or Moh Paneh Batonim. I mean, how do we know that it's the Krimata Panim, the completion of the Afiyah, that allows a Lechem to be Kodesh? The Tan Rabbanan. Al Chalot Lechem Chameit Yakriv Korbano Al Zeva. So this halacha of bringing the Zeva Chalot Lechem Chameit, that teaches us the din that Merlameh Shein Alechem Kodesh Elim Kinkar Moh Paneh Batonim. Yakriv Korban al Zevach teaches us she'en alechem kadosh ala b'shkidat ha'pes ha'zevach. Zevach Todah teaches us shim shachat shalo lishman lo kidesh alechem. So from the halacha, the first part, al chalot lechem chameitz, we understand that to mean chalot means that at the time that you're bringing that Todah, there have to be chalot, something that is called lechem, not that you had made it, or that there was something that was kadosh, from the continuation of Yakriv Korbano, Al Zevach means the Zvicha, the Shkita, Ta Zevach, is the thing that is going to be Mekadosh to Lechem. And the Zevach Todah teaches me that it has to be a Zevach specifically L'Shem Todah. If you didn't, you weren't Mekadosh to Lechem. Tanu Rabbanan, Yotzim, you would be Yotze eating matzah on Pesach, b'matzah no. That would be matzah that isn't completely baked, b'matzah suyabi ilfes, and matzah that was cooked. When you say matzah na, now, what exactly do you mean? I mean, if it isn't baked at all, then raw, literally, of course, we just said it isn't considered to be lechem at all. It means that it's just baked enough so that when I break it, there's no little strands that are left connected in the dough-like material. It's dry enough to break. If the Lach Metoda were finished to that extent, they would be called the Matzah of the Teda, and they would become Kodesh with the Zevach. Pshita? Why wouldn't it be? In both cases, it used the same word, Lecha. By Matzah, it says Lechemoni. I mean, this was the whole Makkah that we discussed earlier, Ktiv. Verochen, by the Lach Metoda, it says Achalot Lechem, Ktiv. Mahadatema says the Gemara. No, you see, I might have thought that since by the Lach Metoda, it says in the din of the Truma, Vikriv Mimenu Echad Omer Achman. And we said that that means Echad as behold. Shelo Yitol Porus. And the problem is that matzah, which is not completely baked, maybe v'ha k'manda prisada. I mean, maybe we should say, look, for all intents and purposes, I mean, it hasn't hardened into a proper loaf of bread. Let's view it as broken, and therefore not roy yet to take off the truma. Kamashmalan, that since you don't have chutim that are nimshach mimena, it's considered to be a whole bread. Itma. Toda asher shachata oshmonim chalot. What would be the halacha if you shechted a korban Torah not on 40, but on more than 40? So what exactly happens to the whole mixture here? So Chizkiya says, well, what happens is that 40 out of them, arba'im mitok shmonim, become kadosh, and even though we don't know which ones they are, you basically take one challah from each type, and you give it to a kohen, and that way you would be yotzei. The rest of them, anyway, can be eaten b'kedusha, because that way you're yotzei the 40 that are eaten b'kedusha. So what would be the problem? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the problem is that there was no kedusha here at all. Lo kachu arba'im mitoch shmonim at all, and you weren't yotzei. Om Rabbi Zera, let's try to understand the argument here. Kol modim, hechadi amar likatra arba'im mitoch shmonim. So then for sure, Kitcho, if he wasn't attempting to be Makadosh all 80, so why wouldn't 40 out of the 80 be Kadosh? He said 40 out of the 80 should be Kadosh. So even though we don't know where these 40 are, that really shouldn't matter to us at all. On the other hand, if the man said, that I don't want there to be a Kedusha on 40, unless you're Makadosh the entire 80, and everybody agrees that since you cannot be Makadosh 80 Chalot with the Lech Mitoda, then by definition, there's not going to be any kadosh, because he said it shouldn't be any. Ki pligi b'stama, the person didn't say anything. He just said that there should be a kedusha on the lechem. So now, the machloket is that marsavar chizkiyot, that the reason that he brought 80 is l'achrayut kamechavein. He's worried, what if he won't have, something will happen to one batch. He wants to have an extra batch, and that's fine. Which Rabbi Yochanan holds, marsavar l'korban gadol kamechavein, and a korban gadol, there's no such thing as bringing an extra large korban teda that has 80 chalot, and therefore it's as if he said that it should only be kadosh if the whole thing is kadosh. Another explanation, according to Abaya, is Abaya Amar de Kulei Alma. Everybody agrees over here. The machlokas has nothing to do with korban gadol or achrayut. Everybody is made that it's, and here's a problem of the Girsa, so that the correct Girsa seems to be Kulei Alma or Meidin LeKorban Gadol, it was Mekamechavi. The Machloket over years, whether Kli Sharet or Mekachim Shlomi Dat Kamifli. Can a Kli Sharet do its job even without the dat of the owner? So Rechizkiya holds that Kli Sharet or Mekachim Shlomi Dat, and therefore it was Mekadosh Arboim. And since over here the Baalim wanted to have 80, he doesn't have a das to be Makadosh 40, and that's all that can be Makadosh, and therefore the Kedusha isn't Chal. Another explanation is Rav Papa, Mardukuleyama Klisharet Makachin Shalomi Dat. The question over here is whether there is a din of Kedusha of Sakin that it should be similar to a Klisharet. Had we had a true Kli Sharet that were actually putting the lechem into a Kli Sharet to get its Kedusha, there would have been no question whatsoever. But we don't. We have a knife. Does the knife work the same way a regular Kli Sharet that we put it into works, or not? That's the question. So Chizkiya holds, the sakin is essentially Kli Sharet, and a Kli Sharet is a Mekadosh Shelo Midat HaBaalim, and therefore 40 are Kodesh. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Sava, sakin, kimin de let toch, the sakin doesn't have any container space, and therefore it doesn't work the way a Kli Sharet is Mekadosh. You can't learn out from the normal dinner of a Kli Sharet that is Mekadosh Shelo Midat HaBaalim. Ikari Amri Amr Rav Papa, others say that Rav Papa had yet another peerage, and he said the opposite. The Kulei Alma Kli Sharet ain Mekadosh Shelo Midat. Actually, the question, according to Rav Papa, was Kli Sharet for sure, not Mekadosh, unless you intend it. The question is, can the Sakin be even more than a Kli Sharet, not less? So it's Besakin Kamifle. Chizkiyot, the Sakin is even better Alime mi Kli Sharet. Because since the Torah is saying, Afagav the Letle Toch Bekacha, that even though it has no container space, it's a Mekadosh, so it's also Mekadosh, Shalom Midat. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, so far, Sakin is not any more powerful than a Kli Sharet. It's just because we have a special halacha that you don't need a base kibul doesn't mean that all across the board it has greater strength of being Mekadosh without the Kavanat HaBaalim. And therefore, in this case as well, just like in any other case of a Kli Sharet, since the gentleman who's bringing it wanted 80 to be Kadosh, none of it can be Kadosh because he didn't want to be Mekadosh HaBaalim Mitoch Shmoni.